on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Lucky Joe's Water Pick, proud corporate partner of the Colorado State Rams. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State Athletics. Also brought to you by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Now, here is your host, Brian Roth.
All right, a very good Monday evening, and we welcome everybody back inside Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. It's another edition of the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. Great to have everybody with us. Our penultimate show here this season. Only have one more. Comes up next Thursday on March the 3rd. So, again, if you've been thinking about coming out to Lucky Joe's here this season and haven't quite pulled the trigger, you still do have one more chance outside of tonight. Hey, if you're driving your car tonight, come on down to Lucky Joe's. Great food specials. They got that $5 burger basket and, of course, plenty of drink specials to go along around as well. Brian Roth, voice of the Rams, with you. So happy to have Ryan Williams up on stage with us. Ryan and the Colorado State women, they have won four straight games. They are 18-7 on the season, now 9-6 in Mountain West Conference play. And since the last time we've been up here with Coach Williams, they've won three straight. Got a victory against San Jose State on the road. Of course, they beat Wyoming last week, which is always good. Get another crack at them coming up in a week and a half. And then, boy, a huge win in Reno just yesterday afternoon. And it must have been a fun flight home. All right, Ryan, hey, congratulations. Let's just start here, kind of an overview since the last time we talked to you. Your team seems to be playing some pretty good basketball. What's working?
Yeah, we've just gotten a lot better defensively. I think that's kind of the main thing that's allowed us to, you know, win some of these close basketball games. You know, and we've got kids that are hungry. You know, they want to finish well. You know, their drive is right where it needs to be. And so we've got some kids that are performing at a really high level. That's what you need this time of year. You need your players to be playing well. And we've had some really exceptional performances here the last couple of weeks by not just an individual, but by, you know, a lot of our, you know, kind of our leaders on the team. So, you know, it's been fun. It hasn't been easy. As I talked to the crowd as I walked in, everybody said it's always so stressful. Yeah, try coaching them, all right? Quit whining, folks. It's just how it is. Every game this time of year, and you're probably calling a lot of them as well, is just going to be a very, yeah, you know, tight affair. So we're happy that we're coming out on the right end of these, and it's been a good 2 weeks.
All right, we're going to go all the way back to February 12th. I just want you to comment on the road win at San Jose. You guys were looking for the season sweep against the Spartans, and you get it 84-70. But, you know, that was a contest you guys seemed to be in control of, but here comes San Jose State. They make a run on you, but, again, your team seems to be apt at withstanding those runs. And I know you made a
– We're never in control. Let's just get that out there. All right, it might look like it, but we
usually are. Scoreboard may show it, but, yeah, you're not in control. But you guys finished that game strong and won by 14.
We did. And, you know, McKenna had an exceptional game. I think she had 30-some or 32. And so, you know, that was one of those individual performances that, you know, we just played through her a lot. You know, some good shot making down the stretch. But, you know, we scored 84 or 86 points, I can't remember, in that game. And we were 2-for-20 from the three. I don't know if that's ever happened, to score that many points and, you know, only 6 points from the foul line. You know, we got to the foul line 30-plus times. We were really aggressive. So that was just a really good win. You know, we needed to, you know, propel us into that border war game against Wyoming.
All right, so the Rams get that victory against San Jose State. Again, they get the season sweep against the Spartans. And then, yeah, here this past week, it was Wyoming. We talked about this the last show, Ryan, the fact that you don't see Wyoming all year, then you play them twice in the final five games of the season. It was the pink-out game last Thursday night at be a slugfest. You knew it'd be a defensive battle, and it certainly was, but you guys prevailed 56-45.
Yeah, you know, and our fans have seen so many of those defensive battles when you play Wyoming. You know, they just don't give an inch. We don't give an inch. You know, they're very, very well coached. You know, they just make it difficult to score. They're one of the top defensive teams in the league. because of how they play defense, but also because of how they play offense. You know, they run that motion, right. They run that shot clock down. So you just don't get many possessions during the course of a game that you normally would. You can almost cut your possessions in half when you play Wyoming. And so that's why your scores are usually fairly low. But, you know, we had a big third quarter. You know, it was kind of a game of runs. There were some scoreless droughts in there as well. But, you know, a big third quarter kind of propelled us to that victory. You know, and in that second quarter, we kind of went with the last 5 minutes without scoring. Upe picked up a really, you know, kind of a silly foul there at that time, and we couldn't finish the quarter with her. And she was so vital to our game plan. She was one player you could play through and attack them. And, you know, when she was on the floor, she went on an 11-0 run in the third quarter, and that really kind of, you know, got us over the hump.
Yeah, that game was tied at 21 apiece going into the locker room, and again, low-scoring game. But, boy, come out of the third quarter, you outscored the Cowgirls 24-12 to get that separation that you needed. Yeah, you mentioned, I mean, Upe, 11 straight points in that third quarter where the Rams doubled up the Cowgirls. She ends up with 15. But what was the difference there in that third quarter other than Upe kind of taking over?
Well, I just think we played a little better together. I think our shot selection wasn't as pressed. We got stops. And if you know, a 24-point quarter on Wyoming is really difficult. I think that's the second largest quarter they've given up all year is all. So we got a lot of stops, and we got out and ran. You know, that's we got, you know, 11 points from Upe in that stretch, but a lot of them were fast break baskets. And so that was probably the key to that run is how we defended them. And, you know, their motion is always hard to defend. You know, they make you defend the whole shot clock, and so you've got to sustain an effort for a long time. I thought our kids did a tremendous job of that. And when we got the stops, we rebounded really well and got out and got some easy baskets in transition.
Yeah, Kendall Kinzer had 13 points. She knocked out four threes in that contest, and the Rams win it by 11, 56-45. You know, I was in New Mexico on Thursday night doing the men's game, but halftime I was checking social media and saw that McKenna Hofschild ties Becky Hammond for the, fourth place?
Fourth place.
For single season assist, 161. And, you know, it kind of made me stop and be like, well, I mean, listen, anytime your name's being mentioned in the same sentence as Becky Hammond, you're doing something right.
Yeah, exactly. And that is, you know, she's had an outstanding year in a lot of different areas. You know, we ask her to score the ball. You know, she's distributing the ball at a really high level. So to be in that category, single season assist up there near the top, I think she's on pace to catch. Is it Ellen? I think that's at the top. And Ellen watches every game, you guys. You know, she does. And she is cheering for McKenna, no doubt. And funny story, you know, she's on pace to maybe get it that last game, you know, here against UNLV, our last home game, maybe. And Ellen's mom and dad are going to be in the stands. They're coming over to visit. So, you know, the Ram family it extends far and wide. And, you know, McKenna's had an exceptional year. It helps when her teammates make those baskets. You know, you mentioned Kinzer's big threes. They are all so timely as well. So, you know, we need her to finish well. And so what an accomplishment by McKenna.
Yeah, again, McKenna had a double-double in the game against Wyoming, 16 points, the 10 assists to get her to 161 on the season. She would add three more in the game against Nevada yesterday. So 164, that's how many assists she has this year, 187 by Ellen.
Oh, she won't get it by this weekend, no way.
So, yeah, so, I mean, what is it? She's 23 away with four regular season games to go. And, again, yeah, guaranteed at least one in the Mountain West Conference tournament. So you're looking at about four-ish, four-and-a-half assists per game and what she's averaging over six on the season. So she's going to get it, we would assume. But against UNLV, you got to throw out a couple of 10, 12, 13-assist games to get it by Saturday. But she's done it before.
Yeah. And I tell you what, yesterday was a really good floor game by McKenna against Nevada. And, you know, we probably – I don't know, four or five chippies where she just delivered the ball in the perfect spot, and we just missed some uncontested easy ones. That number would have crawled up there. and maybe I wouldn't have been as stressed down the stretch if we would have cashed in on those. But we'll need to finish well, obviously, and McKenna's a big part of that.
All right, so let's move on to the game yesterday. And again, Colorado State goes on the road against a Nevada team that's been up at the top of the standings for just about the entire season. Of course, last month the Rams knocked off the Nevada Wolfpack at Moby Arena in a fantastic game. You guys were good defensively in that game. Well, you get the season sweep with a 62-55 victory against the Wolfpack yesterday afternoon. First things first, tell the Ram fans out there about the atmosphere, because it was senior day, and it was a really, really good atmosphere they had there in Reno.
Yeah, they love their women's basketball there. They can put a lot of folks in those seats at the Lawler Event Center, and it was senior day. It was a really ruckus crowd. And I tell you what, it was. They honored their cheerleaders as well, and I think they had 100 cheerleaders. I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. I mean, there were so many cheerleaders and dance people there, but it was a loud environment and probably the toughest environment that our kids have played in like 3 or 4 years. I'm not kidding. It was that type of environment. And, you know, we told our kids just before the game that, you know, they're going to go on a run. They might make back-to-back threes. You know, this place is going to blow up. You know, you've got to keep your poise. You've got to keep your composure. And because they're going to go crazy early. Well, little did we know, we went crazy early. We got off to a 16-2 start, and that really got the crowd pretty quiet. And then we were obviously, you know, we hung on down the stretch there. But we took the crowd out of it, which I thought was really, really important to get off to a good start. And just a fun environment, too, for our kids to play in.
Yeah, I like the toughness by your team down the stretch, and to be easy to wilt again. You go up by 14 points, all of a sudden they're starting to make a run. They come back and take the lead in the fourth quarter, and it would have been easy to say, well, look, we played well, but they just have the momentum. They got the crowd. Senior day, they have the emotion. But, man, you guys settled down and ended up going on a 9-0 run after you trailed by three, and boom, back in front and back in control, and able to close it out.
Yeah, you know, the poise that we showed down the stretch was, you know, that just shows where we have grown. We've been in a couple of those situations this year where, you know, we didn't finish as well as you needed to win. And, you know, the winning plays, so to speak. They made a basket to go up three. You know, we get to the foul line. We go 1-2. Upe gets a big steal. We tie it up. We get a stop. There's a timeout. And we draw up a little action. Kinzer makes a big three in the corner to put us up three. And then another stop. And then McKenna Hoffschild gets to the middle of the floor, makes a pull-up jump shot. And that just took the life out of that arena. And now that's what's fun, right? You know, winning is fun. But, you know, when you go into a hostile environment and it just goes, you know, from crazy to just dead silent,
yeah,
that's fun, all right? And so, you know, not the flight there, not the hotels, not the music, none of that, okay? That stuff is what it's all about. So really proud of the kids for getting that done.
Yeah, it's called taking the teeth out of the crowd, and you guys were able to do that, 62-55, the final score. You mentioned Upe, fantastic again. I mean, 18 points for Otosu in the contest. Kinzer chipped in with 14, I think. Off-shield at 12. Sydney Beck with 10. Is Sydney back to 100%? Is she there, or is she just not going to be 100%?
No, you're not going to see Sydney at 100%. I mean, you just won't. But, you know, her effort and her intent is 100%.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't know what to put her at, but how she impacts a game is impressive. And you ask at the beginning of the show, what has been the key? We have been so much better defensively. You know, you hold Wyoming to 45 points. You know, the second half of Nevada, we were really good defensively when we inserted her into that first group. To go on the road and hold Nevada to 55, you know, it just, she's kind of that kid that can impact the game and cover up a lot of mistakes that maybe some kids might make because of her length, because of her intelligence, her athleticism. She had a really big block at the end of the Wyoming game that kind of sealed the deal for us. She had a really big block on Deja Hamilton to end the Nevada game. She's just kind of that player for us. We've asked her to be more aggressive offensively, and she was against Nevada. You know, so those 10 points were really critical, and I think you're going to see Sydney really finish out the year strong, and we sure appreciate her toughness because, you know, it's play a game and then just recover, ice, rehab, you know, pain. Okay, now go play a game, and then let's do it again. And so it's nice that we have these little days off, but in the Mountain West tournament, you obviously aren't going to do that, all right? So we're going to have to come up with a little special potion. I don't know, you know, something. But, you know, she's been fantastic here.
All right, well, again, the Rams sitting at 18-7 on the year. They're 9-6 in conference play. I think I misspoke. I said you had four regular season games left, down to three regular season games left. And, you know, I don't know how much you do look at the conference standings, but obviously when you start looking towards the Mountain West Conference Tournament, you want to be in the top five because the top five seeds get a first-round bye and you go straight to the quarterfinals. You don't have to play that Sunday game in the Mountain West Conference Tournament. And so, you know, I mean, those are two massive wins for you this past week with the Wyoming victory and with the Nevada victory. And so you guys are right now in position to finish in the top five. Is that something you look at, or you just let that stuff kind of play out?
I'm going to be honest. You know, I don't look at it. I get the updates on my phone from Maya Garrett. She's the communications person at the Mountain West. I just delete them. I mean, the only game that matters to me is that next game.
Yep.
You know, I have an assistant, Coach Amber. She always tells me, Coach, you know, this is kind of where we're at. I said, how important is this game, Coach? It's really, really important. You know, how many do we need to win out of our next five? She's got it down to the, you know, to the game. And so we've got to finish strong. Yeah. I mean, it's I think our last three here, Brian, are it's just, you know, it's a they're difficult games. You know, it's kind of a grizzly bear type of schedule. You know, you've got, you know, we got to go to Wyoming again to conclude the season. But UNLV, obviously the top team in our league, they are fantastic this year. They are a fantastic basketball team. They've got it all. Athleticism, size, shooting, intelligence. And then San Diego State, who is a difficult matchup for us. Yep. You know, their guard play is just outstanding. So we didn't play all that well the first time we played San Diego State. We're going to have to play a lot better on Thursday. We anticipate that. But it's got to be game by game. And you know, we'll just look up at the end of the schedule and see where we're at and go to Vegas and play whoever they tell us to play. And you all are going to be there, right? Yeah, Ram fans.
All right, Rams get San Diego State, UNLV, and Wyoming to close out the season. We'll take our first time out of the evening tonight. When we come back, we'll preview the games coming up at Moby Arena here this week. Stay with us. We're live at Lucky Joe's in Old Fort Collins on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew. For friendly folk in Irish do. Song and dance at Ice Cold Brew, every night at least till two. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
The exact replacement parts are better than just any old parts. That's why Toyota Service Center technicians use genuine Toyota parts, because they're designed to fit the exact specifications of your vehicle. Toyota Service Centers. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Visit Toyota.com or head to your nearest dealer and drive home in your new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins, a proud partner of the CSU Rams.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Blackhawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Blackhawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Blackhawk. Hey, CSU fans and players, is your day affected by sore muscles and joint discomfort? Now, relief is in your shower. Introducing WaterPik's patented Power Pulse Therapeutic Massage Shower Head. Power Pulse delivers up to 2 times more massage force. It's so therapeutic that it's clinically shown to help soothe muscle tension, relieve joint discomfort, and promote a restful night's sleep. In short, it's a daily massage that helps you be your best. WaterPik makes lives better by turning water into wellness. The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same: to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors' Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors' Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
All right, we continue along here tonight on the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. We're live at Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon here in Old Town Fort Collins. All right, we appreciate everybody coming out here tonight. A great chance to talk some Colorado State women's basketball, some men's basketball. Nico Medved in the house. We'll talk men's hoops coming up in just about 6 to 8 minutes. Brian Roth back with head coach Ryan Williams. Again, the Rams sitting at 18-7 on the season, 9-6 in conference play. Again, the rest of these games are all going to be pivotal when it comes to the final standings, where you're going to be, fifth seed, fourth seed, possibly even the third seed is still in play out there. But it'll be a tough week. You mentioned it. San Diego State comes to town on Thursday night, State Pride night. So make sure to wear your blue State Pride gear for that one, 6 p.m. And then Saturday against league-leading UNLV. Let's start with San Diego State. They got you earlier this season. Seems like a long time ago, almost a full month ago, back in early January. They beat you 73-63 in San Diego, a game they kind of jumped on you in. You guys tried to fight your way back, but just couldn't.
Yeah, it was. We watched that game all day today as a staff, and it was just one of those. It wasn't a good day. Let's just say that. Okay, pretty ugly. We were just coming off COVID. You know, we didn't have a full roster.
Right.
We had two or three kids out, and so just a really out of sorts type of game is what it was. And you know, they've got some things that give us fits. You know, they've got a really dynamic point guard in Avenger, and you know, she's as shifty and as quick as any guard I've ever gone against. And she gave us a lot of fits the first time around. You know, Ramos is a kid that's an MVP type of player in our league. They've got athletic wings. So, you know, you've got to play really well. You've got to guard really well to give yourself a chance against San Diego State. They scored from a lot of different spots on the floor. So, you know, we're going to need a great crowd in Moby on Thursday to give us that extra energy to get this big win. It's State Pride game, so we'll see everybody there.
Again, that's Thursday night, Moby Arena, 6 p.m., Rams and the Aztecs. San Diego State team that has struggled a little bit in Mountain West Conference play. They're 13-13 overall, 7-8 in conference, but an opportunity for revenge for Colorado State Thursday night at 6 p.m. Then on Saturday afternoon, seems strange to say. I mean, I mentioned a moment ago, with just 3 games left in the regular season, but Already senior day.
Yeah.
I mean, already, I mean, I just felt like the season just started, yet here we are, senior day coming up on Saturday again. UNLV coming in 22-4. They're 14-1 in conference. They only have the one loss in conference. It came back in early January on the road at New Mexico. It's going to be a green out, and you guys get to honor a couple of terrific seniors.
Yeah, our two seniors have been outstanding, and especially here late, and that's what you want. You know, they're finishing the year and their career, you know, with a great purpose. You know, Upe Itasu and of course Carly Murphy. So you know, they're just wonderful young ladies. They've just been a joy to have on the team. They've been really good leaders. They've been, you know, young ladies that you can just rely on and you can count on every single night. You know, you're going to get a tremendous effort and great intent from those two. So, you know, I hope everybody comes out and celebrates those two seniors. And you're going to see a really good basketball game because UNLV is the real deal. They've won 10 straight. They're getting votes in the top 25. And so let's show them what a little, you know, Moby Madness is like. And, you know, this is going to, you know, this is a big road trip for them. You know, they're two up on New Mexico. You know, New Mexico's, you know, they're just – they want us in Wyoming to do them a favor, and you know, we'll surely, hopefully, play our part in that.
Trying to get 1 p.m. is the tip-off Rams and the Running Rebels. Then the season finale coming up a week from Wednesday against the Wyoming Cowgirls. And again, Wyoming's right there neck and neck with you guys. Air Force is there. Of course, they own the tiebreaker. When you start looking who's going to be fourth, fifth, sixth, who's going to be that sixth team that's going to have to play on Sunday at the Mountain West Conference Tournament. I mean, these are massive, massive games coming down the stretch and need a big crowd out there Thursday, Saturday, and even up in Wyoming. Would love a big crowd to go up to the AA in Laramie. I know.
Who wants to drive to Laramie?
I mean, I knew that joke was coming.
Really? Yeah, you set me up, didn't you? I mean, golly.
Well, Ryan, hey, great job. Four-game win streak, 18-7. You guys seem to be surging at the right time of the season. Best of luck here this week, and we'll talk to you coming up next week.
Yeah, a lot of fun games down the stretch. It's fun to be a basketball fan here at Colorado State. You know, our men are absolutely awesome. I think it's just going to be a fun late February and early March. So get on board, everybody. Let's have some fun.
All right, Ryan Williams there. We'll take a timeout. More to come. We'll sit down with head coach Nico Medved as the show rolls along tonight from Lucky Joe's on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hear that? It's the sound of you and your dream home. Because we believe in helping you find the right home loan. And to keep the process simple, with a fast online mortgage application and guidance at every step. So you can focus less on finding a loan and more on the one thing in front of you or whoever's at the door. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado, Mortgage Division. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dear winter, almost nothing stands in the way of a new 2022 Toyota. When you say stay home, the Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. The Corolla's tech is red hot. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4's available all-wheel drive with multi-terrain select. And everyone gets comfy in the Highlander with its available heated front seats. See you in the snow, Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins, a proud partner of the CSU Rams.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com. Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Blackhawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Blackhawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Blackhawk. Waterpik is a proud sponsor of CSU's Student Athlete of the Week and was founded right here in Fort Collins in 1962. We're here with Waterpik's Don Fairbanks.
We feel strongly about supporting CSU and employ many CSU graduates. We recognize the pursuit of knowledge and innovative ideas as critical for success in today's business world. Waterpik was the inventor of the original Waterpik water flosser and the original shower massage. We are a leader in the market with new and innovative products.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew, for friendly folk in Irish do. Song and dance and ice cold brew, every night at least till two. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
All right, we welcome you back here to Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. We're in Old Town Fort Collins on a Monday night, our last Monday night show of the season, and our second to last show of the entire year. We're going to be back here next week, next Thursday, March the 3rd, for the final show here from Lucky Joe's Sidewalk. So it's been a great, great season. All right, Nico Medved, men's basketball coach, joining us here in Lucky Joe's. And all they've done is gone 21-4 on the season, and they're in great shape for an NCAA tournament bid. Obviously, more work to do. They're sitting at 11-4 in conference play and still right there challenging for a Mountain West Conference championship. And well, it's a team that has been living on the road. Have you unpacked your suitcase yet? I mean, five games in five different cities. That's an NBA-type schedule.
Yeah, it's been a tough stretch with the reschedules. And, you know, we ended up winning five of these last six games, and we won the first five, and dang it, I wanted to win the sixth. And obviously the sixth one didn't go very well, but, you know, kind of against my better judgment, I had a coach like I did. Saturday night was tough, but I did wake up Sunday, and at least somebody said, at least I wasn't the coach at Michigan, right? It could have been worse. That's funny, isn't it? You know what I mean? Like, that's funny. Saturday night, you know, was not a good performance by us. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you put things into perspective. This was one of the toughest stretches we had, and I thought our guys responded really, really well with the schedule and the travel, and we won the first five games. And obviously the one didn't go our way, but, you know, we've put ourselves in a position to be in position. And now the stretch run is really here, you know, for us coming up.
Yeah. I mean, since the last time we talked to you here at Lucky Joe's a week and a half ago, you had a home win in front of another sold out crowd at Moby against Fresno State, where you dominated the second half. You go to Boise State on about 36 hours of rest. You beat the Broncos on their home court in OT on Super Bowl Sunday, which was a massive win. And then you have to turn around and fly down to Albuquerque to take on a New Mexico team that had just upset Wyoming two nights before. They felt good about themselves. And, well, Colorado State, another dominating second half. They end up beating New Mexico 83-68. We'll talk about the UNLV game here in a second. But
we don't have to.
We don't even have to.
There's no rules that say we have to talk about that
game. Rams played in Vegas.
Like,
it didn't go their way.
Like,
and, yeah, yada, yada, yada. We just move on from that game. But let's look back to the New Mexico game, because you knew you were going to get New Mexico's best shot, because they came in, they were cocky, they were a little arrogant. They felt good about themselves after knocking off Wyoming, who was ranked 22nd in the nation. And look, they gave you everything you wanted in that first half, but man, you guys played a stellar second half.
We did. They're very, very difficult to guard. I mean, those two guards, you know, House and Mashburn, are real problems, and they're difficult matchups. They're quick. They can score at all three levels, and they pose a lot of problems for your defense. And, you know, we went in with a game plan. We were scoring. I thought we were doing a great job of attacking, but clearly what we had practiced wasn't working the way we wanted. And there's that old saying, everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the mouth. And, you know, we tried in the second half, and then finally I just, like, you know, enough is enough, and we kind of aborted it, and we made an adjustment to how we guarded the ball screens and their screening, and that really ended up being a good thing for us. We kind of stagnated them. We slowed them down, and once we were able to start stringing together stops and getting them standing around a little bit, we were able to get out and attack, and then getting the ball to David Roddy made me look like I knew what I was doing.
That's right.
So he did the rest.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Get him the ball, and he did the rest, and he was just a monster in that game, and he's a very, very difficult matchup, just like House was for us. He was for them, and
right.
He really was really played at an unbelievable level that night.
Yeah, again, the Rams were down 42-40 in that game. It's a high-scoring first half, and again, it's a New Mexico team led by Jalen House, who at 42 at Air Force, his two games prior to that in the Mountain West, went for 34 in the game prior against Wyoming, and Colorado State just really stymied him in the second half. I thought his frustration really showed, because I think he had 11 in the first half, and it looked like, you know, you guys were having a hard time containing him, and man, you guys switched up the way you defended ball screens, and I thought you really frustrated the heck out of him.
We did. I thought James Moores did a great job of handling some of the switches and being able to keep a kid like him in front of him. I thought that was tremendous, and our other guys, you know, did some things on some cross matchups we put in there. Did a great job of guarding the ball and helping and rebounding, and again, kind of took New Mexico a little bit out of their flow, and then we did a great job of attacking them on the other end, Brian. You know,
right.
We weren't settling. We were, you know, loving the paint, getting in there, putting pressure on them. And, you know, you could kind of sense once the game went on and we started to pull away, all the momentum came to us, and we finished strong down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've been doing this a long time with the women's side and the men's side. I have not seen many wins in the pit over the years. I mean, I can think of maybe the 2017 team. I think 2004, 2003, one down there, and it's just a hard place to play.
Reminded me of that after the game. Hey, coach, have you ever won here at the pit before?
Yeah,
like,
so,
I did. Yeah,
that's,
know,
right.
You reminded me of
I
that.
Did
but
win
I
my
have
one.
Now. Like,
because
so.
Because it,
yeah.
it is a rare thing. I mean,
it's hard to
it's
win
It's not
there.
Just for
it's
Colorado State.
It
it's
is.
A lot of teams, and it's just that you got to bring your A game there with the crowd, and the crowd always seems to affect the officiating. I didn't think it did the other night, but it has in years past. But go back to the fact that you guys were attacking the paint. This is something Adam and I got and I talked about on the air during the second half and in the postgame show. Points in the paint in the first half. Rams had 14 in the paint. New Mexico had 14 points in the paint. And you guys probably shot too many threes for the coach's liking. In the second half, points in the paint, 30-8 in favor of Colorado State. 30 points in the paint in the second half.
That's good.
Of course,
yeah,
of course, David Roddy was a big part of
David
that.
David Roddy was a really big part of that, you know. And so, yeah, he was tremendous. And our other guys did a great job too of again attacking them, loving the paint, liking the three. And but it started with our defense, our ability to get stops and to get out in transition, and again just turn the momentum. So really proud of our guys. I knew that was going to be a difficult game, and especially with the stretch we had just been on and just played at Boise there, and our guys I thought really took care of business and got a huge win.
You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about Chandler Jacobs and his play of late. He had 5 points against New Mexico, but had 6 rebounds. Obviously, you were counting on his perimeter defense as well. And that, of course, what he did at Boise State. I mean, CSU doesn't
huge.
Win at Boise State last Sunday without Chandler Jacobs. Was so dynamic down the stretch, scoring big buckets at the rim, making free throws, defending the way he usually does. But it was good to see Chandler kind of get back going a little bit.
Yeah, he was tremendous in that Boise game. I mean, it was that lineup was really clicking for us, that small lineup, and he had an advantage and was just really, really aggressive attacking and was tremendous defensively and, you know, huge. And again, it's just another example of our depth coming through. And, you know, to win, you got to have sometimes different, you know, different nights, it's different guys. And, man, he really stepped up big. And I thought he made some huge plays in the New Mexico game as well.
All right, so the Rams get the 83-68 win against New Mexico. It was their 5th straight game. It was their second consecutive road, in fact, third consecutive road win going back to the Nevada game. And, again, it set up a matchup with UNLV on Saturday. We have a couple more segments left with head coach Nico Medved taking you up until 7 o'clock here tonight. We're live, Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. We're in Old Town Fort Collins. Stay with us on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield.
You know what that sound is? That right there is the sound of banking. Well, that was the sound of Annabelle. Whether your local business is a farm or a bakery, we like to get up close when it comes to understanding your needs. Then, we give you the right kind of lending support to focus less on finding a loan and more on your one-of-a-kind business. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The exact replacement parts are better than just any old parts. That's why Toyota Service Center technicians use genuine Toyota parts, because they're designed to fit the exact specifications of your vehicle. Toyota Service Centers. Keep your Toyota a Toyota. Visit Toyota.com or head to your nearest dealer and drive home in your new Toyota today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins, a proud partner of the CSU Rams.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Strolling down in Old Townsboro, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew, for friendly folk in Irish dew. Song and dance and ice cold brew, every night at least till two. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
I have big news. You can now brush and floss at the same time with Waterpik Sonic Fusion, the world's first flossing toothbrush. Sonic Fusion combines the power of a sonic toothbrush with the proven effectiveness of a Waterpik water flosser. Brushing alone only gets the surface. Waterpik Sonic Fusion cleans deep between teeth and below the gum line. Best of all, it's clinically proven up to twice as effective as regular brushing and flossing. To learn more, go online or ask your dental professional about Waterpik Sonic Fusion.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
See Agent Darren Potts in Evans or Amanda Olaby in Fort Collins and get the insurance coverage you need at the right price.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Blackhawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Blackhawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Blackhawk.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with a CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
All right, again, a couple more segments left here tonight. We welcome you back inside Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. We're in Old Town Fort Collins for the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. Brian Roth, voice of the Rams, with you. Head coach Nico Medved joining us, and we continue to take a look at the last week in review presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one. All right, so the Rams, they win their fifth straight game.
And then here's the part we talk about UNLV, right?
Well, we're just going to mention the score, and then I'm going right to a timeout.
No. Let's do it, man. Listen, let's do it.
They beat New Mexico. They lost at UNLV. UNLV. We'll be back. No, yeah. I'm joking. Well, listen, I don't want to belabor the point on Saturday because you had to watch the film. And I know that probably couldn't have been fun. UNLV on Saturday gets the Rams pretty good, 72-51. And, you know, again, remember UNLV beat the Rams in Fort Collins. And give us your overall sense of that. Is it a matchup thing? I mean, the scheduling deal, you guys were coming off, a road game at Boise, a road game at New Mexico, their rebounding ability. I mean, what is it?
All of it. But at the end of the day, like, it was like deja vu, you know. We didn't do anything well enough. We didn't coach well enough. We didn't cut hard enough. We didn't screen well enough. We didn't rebound well enough. We didn't, you know, play with enough energy. And, I mean, all of it. We just got outplayed in every way, you know, every form or fashion. And somebody asked me today, well, Coach, you know, what did you notice different about the second game than the first game? And I'm like, nothing.
Nothing.
other than I think Bryce Hamilton had 42 the first game, and he only had 20-some. But other than that, there really wasn't much different. And, you know, Brian, one thing we'll never do here, we'll never buy into excuses. And, like, of course we were on a tough stretch. That was a tough stretch, that with the reschedules that we were at. But that's part of it. You know, when you show up to play, you got to show up and you got to compete and you got to find a way to win. And we didn't do that, you know. And so we'll learn from it. You know, you watch the film after, and I think you got to be careful with all this stuff, the way this league is this year and everything and your season is. You know, like I've always said, you win the game, you enjoy it, but you got to quickly move on. We lost the game. We've got to learn from it. We had a day off yesterday, which I think was good for our guys, for the soul, for the mentality, for the body. We got away from it and got, you know, came back today, and the guys had a little pep in their step and get ready for the border war, you know. And so we can't make it more than it is. We just got completely outplayed. And sometimes when you're in the arena, that happens, you know, and I think these guys will respond.
Yeah, you guys were down by 11 at halftime. And you have been a good second-half team this year. We talked about the previous two games. You know, you played well in the second half against Boise State. Previous three games, really. You go back to the Fresno State game. You dominated the second half. Dominated the second half against New Mexico. And so we were kind of talking about, okay, make some adjustments, come out in the second half. And then, you know, the way UNLV started the second half, they made three straight threes. And all of a sudden that thing was 17 points in it. I don't know if it took the wind out of your sails in the second half, but credit UNLV because they kind of came out and just put it right to you to start the second.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. I don't even know if we ever had any wind in the sails to begin with to go out of it. I just don't know that there was ever really any wind or momentum anyway whatsoever. But, yeah that just kind of summed it up. I mean, to start the second half, they run a simple play, and, you know, we lose a leading scorer in the league, and he makes us pay, and, you know, some bad shots here and there, and it was, you know, thing. I got frustrated. I got a technical foul. I mean, it was just one of those nights, you know, all the way around. And so no excuses. We got beat, and our guys know it, and day off yesterday, and we'll be ready to move on and give UNLV a lot of credit. I think that's a team that's playing very, very well.
Yep.
They have a lot of older guys, a lot of seniors, a lot of new players, and I think they're really gelling. They're playing good defense, and they're doing a good job playing together, and obviously Bryce Hamilton's a terrific player, and if they keep doing what they're doing, they will be a factor here down the stretch.
Yeah, again, it's a UNLV team that I think you're right. I think they're starting to put it together. A lot of Division I transfers. Look, they lost at Air Force earlier this year. I mean, they struggled at home against San Jose State here this season. They've had a couple of bench scratchers, but, man, they have rolled out their A game against the Rams twice here this season. And who knows? Maybe those two teams meet up in the Mountain West Conference Tournament here in a couple of weeks. All right, we'll take another timeout. We'll look at a huge close to the season for Colorado State, including a matchup with Wyoming on Wednesday night, a sold-out Moby Arena. It's going to be rocking. We'll get a preview of that game when we come back right here on the Colorado State Sports Network from Learfield.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew for friendly folk in Irish stew. Song and dance.
gets a nice cold brew every night at least till 2. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
Dear winter, almost nothing stands in the way of a new 2022 Toyota. When you say stay home, the Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. The Corolla's tech is red hot. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4's available all-wheel drive with multi-terrain select. And everyone gets comfy in the Highlander with its available heated front seats. See you in the snow, Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Visit Peterson Toyota in Fort Collins, a proud partner of the CSU Rams.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See agents Peter Aiello in Westminster, Doug Mayer in Denver, or Paul Dovenbarger in Greeley today.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with a CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back one final time here tonight. The Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. We are live at Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. Again, the penultimate show of the season. Next Thursday, March 3rd, we'll wrap it up right here at Lucky Joe's from 6 to 7 p.m. All right, time to take a look ahead. As always, brought to you by Alpine Gardens, landscapes handcrafted for life at CSU. Big week coming up. Rams will get Wyoming on Wednesday night. It's a whiteout, a game that's been sold out for well over a week. Then they go on the road to Utah State coming up Saturday at 8:30. And, well, you guys have been on the road so long. I mean, it's again, we mentioned five games, five cities. One of those cities was Fort Collins. You got one home game mixed in there. But I know you guys are going to be amped up to be back in front of the home crowd, and you get another shot at Wyoming, who beat you, of course, in overtime.
Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a week, and we're looking forward to Wednesday to getting back after it. And, you know, that game up in Laramie was an unbelievable college basketball game, you know, one of the best I've been fortunate to be a part of, you know, as a coach. And I don't expect anything different other than we have, you know, about 8,000 some of our close friends that will have our back. And so that's going to be a blast. And I know we're really looking forward to that. Somebody told me that, hey, we may have a problem with the fire marshal, you know, like letting people in. And I'm like, you always surprised. That's the best problem we've had. You know what I mean? Is a problem with too many fans and trying to figure if we can fit them into Moby. And the fact that these last two games are already sold out, Brian, and to end the season on five straight sellouts is just really incredible. And I can't thank all of you enough for doing that and the support and the energy that you're bringing us, because we hear you and it makes a difference. And we're going to need you on Wednesday night.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And again, the students have been terrific. The Ram Ruckus has been coming through with flying colors. I know the Outlaws of Moby.
Those are my guys. Yeah, those are my guys.
They're always first in line waiting there to get in, and they always sit right in the front row next to your bench there.
I had to write one of them a note to his professor for an excuse to go to the Mountain West tournament.
Right.
So now I'm like, I'm like the dad. I got, can you write me a note, coach? Like whatever, so I can go to the Mountain West tournament. Whatever you guys need, man.
Well, and you helped him get down to Vegas too, which I thought was an awesome move by you too. They started a GoFundMe page. They were looking for some donations, and Coach Medved and his wife Erica, they put some money in towards that mission to get them down to the Thomas & Mack Center in Vegas. That's really, really cool.
Happy to do it.
So let's we have about 2 minutes left here on the show. The Wyoming game, when you look at the first matchup, Hunter Maldonado was really good. And, again, he was just doing that slow post up on the low block, and he's so skilled around the rim. Obviously a very deft passer when you double-team him. How do you try to go about stopping him and Graham EK? Both those guys have been phenomenal.
You want to come to the staff meeting tomorrow? You got any ideas? Like, you know, when you play against really good teams and really good players, there's no magic formula. I mean, I think that you pick your poison and try to figure out what's going to give you the best chance. Sometimes it's making adjustments within a game and having a few different plans, you know, the way that you do it. And, you know, I think they've got the same thing when they're looking at us, too, and that's what makes it such an intriguing matchup. But those two guys, Graham Ike and Hunter Maldonado, are very, very difficult, and they surround them with great shooters and guys who really play their role. So this is a team that really knows their identity, and they know who they are. And even though you know what's coming, it's very, very difficult because both of those guys command help in the post. They score one-on-one on just about everybody consistently. But I think for us, you know, we're gonna be ready. Our guys are going to be ready to fight, to swarm, to play hard. And like I always say, you know, they made it one more play than we did up in Laramie. We got to find a way to get to that game. And, like, with all of our friends behind us, can we make a few more plays than the Cowboys and find a way to get out of there with a huge win?
Yeah, again, it's going to be a lot of fun. Sold out Moby Arena Wednesday night, 7 p.m. the tip-off. And, again, that's a whiteout game, so wear your white out to Moby Arena. And then quickly, a touch on the Utah State game. And you know, we talk about down the stretch, all these games are big for, in terms of Mountain West Conference standings, but big when you look at the big picture of the NCAA. Of course, you know, Wyoming, Boise State, they're in the tournament as we speak. But the game at Utah State, as it sits right now, is a quad one opportunity for your team.
Yeah, I think today as it stands, the last three games are two quad ones, one quad two. We're playing the best of the best, and that's the way we want it. And Utah State's a terrific team. They're very difficult to guard, and you've been in the Spectrum. Another great environment, tough place to play, and that's what makes our league so cool. And what the best thing about it is Moby's a really tough place to play, and I can't wait to be back there on Wednesday, right? And let's welcome the Cowboys to Moby, everybody.
All right, Dad, no question about it. All right, again, get out to Moby Arena on Wednesday night. Should be a lot of fun. Nico, as always, we appreciate your time. Fantastic season so far. Let's close it out strong.
Let's close it out. Thanks, everybody. See you Wednesday night. Go Rams.
All right, that's head coach Nico Medved. A big thank you to Ryan Williams as well, women's basketball coach here at Colorado State. Big game coming up on Thursday against UNLV. For Asher Korn back at Learfield Master Control, Brian Roth saying so long.
Coaches Show has been brought to you by Lucky Joe's Water Pick, proud corporate partner of the Colorado State Rams. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. And by UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Colorado State Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.